Good afternoon, Gemma Pepper in the Hunter Valley Newsroom. Upper Huntershire residents are invited to have their say on the future of the region at various community consultation meetings coming in February. Upper Huntershire Council will hold 6 consultation meetings at Aberdeen, Merriwall, Moonan Flat, Murrundi, Scone and Cassilis to provide feedback on the future of the Shire. The Council will form a draft community strategic plan that will be released in April for further discussion. Upper Huntershire Council Mayor Maurice Collison says it's the perfect opportunity for residents to share their vision for the region.
This is an opportunity for people to come along and look at the big long-term vision of the 10-year plan for council. And of course, you can't give everything, but that's an opportunity for the public to tell us what and then try and get some budgets or some fundings to deliver.
The Labor Party has backflipped on its decision to oppose the Currie Currie Gas Fire Power Station by welcoming the investment into the Hunter. Anthony Albanese visited Currie Currie today, promising his government would transition the Coalition Promise plant into a source of green hydrogen energy. He says a future in green hydrogen would underwrite the demand for fuel in the Hunter region.
By ensuring that the Currie Currie plant can stay open, run by gas, but with 30% green hydrogen from the beginning, but working up to being powered by green hydrogen in the future.
And a further 2 deaths have been recorded in the Hunter, New England overnight in relation to COVID-19. Hunter, New England Health confirmed a man and woman from the Mid-Coast and Dungog local government areas passed away overnight after contracting the virus. They were in their 70s and 80s, respectively. It follows as the number of Hunter, New England residents receiving care in hospital has dipped overnight. There were 64 patients recorded, which is not 9 less than the day before. Those in intensive care units were also on the decline, with only 3 identified overnight, which was 4 less than yesterday. It comes as Hunter, New England diagnosed a further 1,501 new cases of the virus, with 396 of those confirmed by PCR tests and 1,105 by rapid antigen tests.